Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. My morning routine as a seven-figure entrepreneur. Now, my morning routine changes a lot because I'm always enhancing it. I'm always hearing, you know, what's going on? What are people doing? Maybe I slip out of my morning routine a little bit and then I go back at it, right? Now, if you're brand new to me, welcome. My name is Stacey Tuschel, and I help small business powerhouses get more customers in the door, more profit in their pocket, more happiness in their home through well-oiled operations and simplified scaling. So today I'm going to share with you what I do in the morning as my routine. So first of all, I start with waking up by a wake-up clock. So the wake-up clock, and I'll link to everything. I'll share with you where what I have and all the details, okay? I'll give you that at the end. So at 4:50, my wake-up clock lights up. Now, it's really set for 5 a.m., but at 4:50, it starts to get bright. Now, what's crazy is just it flicking on at 4:50, very, very light. I immediately wake up. That is how sensitive our bodies are to light. Now, if I were to be a little bit of a, maybe I slept a little bit better, it might, at from 4:50 to 5 o'clock, it just keeps getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, it would be so bright in your room, it would feel like it's 9 in the morning, okay? And at 5 p.m. or 5 a.m., it would start having like birds chirping and things like that if you really were not a light sleeper. So for me, 4:50, my intention was to wake up at 5, but I wake up every day at 4:50 because it just goes. So that's what I do. I basically wake up, go right into the bathroom, brush my teeth, put on workout clothes on certain days. I'll share with you what that looks like. And then I always go to sleep. I carry water with me everywhere I go. So basically at the end of the night, I'll fill up my water bottle. I'll take it with me into the bedroom. And then in the morning, because I'm not trying to drink at night, in the morning, I grab that water and I will walk into my office. I'm chugging at a minimum, I bet 16 to 20 ounces of water. Like if I had this guy, it would be at least down to here when I would be done drinking. And I'm literally just chugging. I'm replenishing my body. It is very dehydrated from sleeping. So I'm kicking it off with water. Okay. So from there, I come in my office, I sit down. I will probably do between a 5 to 15 minute meditation. Again, I will share with you what those meditations actually are, but that's how I kick off my day with meditation. From there, I look at the top three things that I said I wanted to do. So I'll share with you in a few episodes my wrap-up workday. And one of the things that I do is I write down three things I want to do tomorrow. Now, when I come here and I have my notebook, right? It's just like a notebook. It's not somebody's planner or anything like that. But I basically have my notebook. I glance at those top three things and I ask myself, do I still feel the same way? After I've slept on it, are those still my three things? Okay. From here, I just glance at my calendar. I kind of look at my workday, see what I'm doing, all the things. And then I actually write a few sentences about my intention for the day, but I write it as if it's already happened. I don't remember where I got this tip from. I know I read it in a book somewhere, but basically it's helping me visualize and make an intention of what I want the day to look like. Now, it really makes more sense to do this before you meditate because you could meditate on all the thoughts you just thought. But I just don't know my brain. I don't want to like jump on my calendar and look at all the things first. So that's just how I've been doing it. But I know it would make more sense to write it first. So you could try that out if you wanted to. Okay, from there, it could be just like 5:15 or 5:20, right? Somewhere around there. From there, I am writing. I am using this as my creative time. I'm on my computer and I'm writing. Now, what am I writing? Well, I create content like this. Like this was probably created at 5:30 in the morning one day, right? So I'm creating content like this. I'm creating content, training materials for my coaching programs and masterminds, right? And then I'm also in the middle at this moment of writing my next book. So I write every single day, whether it's ideas for social media, right? There's just so much. So I'm going to write every day until about 6:30 on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. Those 3 days, I stop writing at that time and I work out at 6:30. Okay. So from 6:30 to 7, I do about a 30-minute workout on those days. On the days that I'm not working out, I just keep writing. That's how much content I create. If you ever wondered, how is she getting so much done? It is my mornings. Like there's so much in my mornings. Okay. Now, from about, depending on what time, like 7:15-ish, that is when I'm jumping in the shower, getting ready, probably listening to a course or like a program that I'm in, right? Something I want to catch up on, somebody's podcast, all the things, while I do my hair and makeup. I definitely do my hair and makeup every Monday through Friday. Why? Because it's rare I don't have appointments every single day. So I'm either showing up on camera, showing up with clients, media appearances, all the things. So pretty much I just got over the fact that yes, I have to do my hair and makeup every single day. I actually try to not do them on the weekends. So that's that. Around that same time, I'll simultaneously be getting the kids ready. I'll be in the middle of something. Tegan will come in and be like, can you not brush her hair because she has curly hair, but like, can you do my hair? They're always, can I put like this morning, Tanner's like, can you get my necklace on? So I'm definitely being interrupted, but I'm trying to simultaneously get ready with the kiddos. From there, I will make one cup of decaf coffee. I am drinking right now an espresso. I am, first of all, I'm just not I don't need caffeine. This energy is without caffeine. If I had caffeine, I would be literally shaking and speaking to you 7 times faster than I already am. And I'm a fast talker, so I don't need it. Okay. So that's when I'm drinking my coffee, taking it easy. I'm probably throwing the ball with my puppy. That is like his time. He thinks he's getting the ball thrown a million times. So I'm doing stuff like that. And at about 8:30, kids are off to school and I'm now jumping into my office. Okay. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I actually kick off meetings at 8:30. Tuesday, Thursday, I have free time, proactive time in the morning. So I am looking at what else do I need to get done? What are my big three? All of that. Okay. Now I am going to answer why I don't drink Bulletproof anymore, because I get that question all the time. And I was such a big Bulletproof person that it does confuse people. Okay. Really quickly. So the biggest thing that I didn't like was I used to love their protein bars. They were my favorite. I would eat them every single day. They were delicious. And all of a sudden, and I also drank the Bulletproof coffee, like in these little packages. And one day they, new and improved, came out with some stuff. And I started reading comments and all these things. I actually buy everything in bulk. So I had protein bars for months after they like ran out of those and did the new and improved ones. But the new and improved ones were getting such bad reviews. And I started to read some of the reviews and it was not good. It was saying stuff like, new and improved, yet the old one had, you know, 7 organic ingredients. And now the new one has none, no and get organic ingredients. And there was one comment that I thought was really interesting that said, you know, in the Bulletproof book, Dave talks about why you should only eat organic cashews, never eat like conventional non-organic cashews. And the new protein bars had conventional non-organic cashews. And they were like, I'd like to know if Dave eats these protein bars. And that stuck with me. And I really thought about this and I was like, wow, I'm sure what is happening, right? It's business. I get it. I'm sure what is happening is maybe there's an investor or somebody else is running the show or they're looking at profit margins. Organic costs way more than the other stuff, right? So I just felt like the company was downgrading their products. And I even remember I was using a lot of their supplements and I went to go, my one bottle ran out and the new bottle came in. And as I was filling my nerdy, like grandma 7-day of vitamin case, the vitamins didn't even match the same color. So I was like, wow, they just downgraded all of their coffee, all of their protein bars. My vitamins are now shifting to a totally different color. I started to question the company. Now I'm not here to bash Bulletproof. Like that is not what this is, but I get asked over and over and over. And I do want to share that with you because I was such a big go buy them. I love them, all the things. So I want you to hear like, that was just my personal preference. I also think the new products taste nothing, like nowhere near as good as the old stuff. The old protein bars were delicious. These new ones, ugh, like I had them once, I will never buy it again. The coffee that I drink every single day, the ones that came in a bottle switched to a can, which is also crazy because cans have BPA in them. Now you might be thinking, Stacey, you're getting intense, but Bulletproof was intense. They literally taught you don't drink stuff out of cans. And then their coffee switched to cans. Like it was just weird stuff where I'm like, I don't know that Dave's fully running this company anymore, or he's as involved as before, or they're just massively thinking profit margins, which is fine. But I want to go with a company that is thinking about the quality of the food and what they preach and all of that. I practice what I preach, but I expect other companies that I work with to do the same. So unfortunately, I rarely buy anything from Bulletproof anymore. Once in a while, if I'm at the grocery store and I'm like starving and I need something, I might go grab one of those protein bars. The good news is they still have like not a lot of sugar and things like that. They just don't taste that great. So I'll just make myself eat one of those, but I rarely buy from Bulletproof anymore. So wanted to fill you in for those of you who follow me all the time. I know you were very confused what was going on. Okay, back to really quickly how we wrap up this. So my goal is every morning to get those three big things done that I've written down in my notebook before noon every single day. So that means there is no checking social media, scrolling just for fun. There is no picking up my phone and laying in bed. I definitely do not do that. I am not checking email in the morning. I am really focusing on proactive, right? Being proactive. Now, those 2 hours before everybody else is up, those are my most productive hours of my workday, right? Because no one is up yet. Now, what I've been loving about those mornings is I've even done this now on Saturdays and Sundays. So I'll actually still do that in the morning, Saturdays and Sundays, and I'll write for 2 hours. Now, you might be thinking, Stacey, you say you don't work on the weekends. First of all, writing is something I like to do. It is something that I just like, I feel called to do. So it doesn't feel like work. When my kids wake up, and that's random, we don't know when they're going to wake up on the weekends, there's no alarm. Whenever they wake up and I hear them, like right over here, I stop writing, I close my computer, and I go meet them, and I'm done working for the day. So yeah, I'll put in 2 hours on a Saturday, Sunday. Think about that. I'm putting in a half of a workday on the weekend. Now, I just got back from spring break, and I did not keep my morning routine while I was on vacation. And I honestly felt not great when I left vacation. Christmas break, I happened to be reading this book called The 5 a.m. Club while I was on Christmas break. So of course I was so motivated to wake up. So every day on Christmas break, I woke up at 5 a.m. and I went downstairs and I read, because I have a lot more time on vacation, right? So I was reading, I would meditate, I would do my workout every single day. I felt amazing on vacation. And spring break, I didn't do it, and I will never not do that again. I want to keep that routine even when I'm traveling. I just feel better. So do what feels good to you. Okay, now coming up, I'm going to be sharing on a future training my workday wrap up and my evening routine. So stay tuned. Now, I want to hear from you. What is your morning routine? And if you want all the links and details to what I've been talking about, the meditation links, the workouts I use, all of the stuff, just DM me on Instagram, say the word morning routine or phrase morning routine, and I'll know what it means. And I will immediately send you over a free PDF. There's no opt-in. It's just literally here it is. And it'll have all of my links on there for you to go check it out in case any of this stuff interested you. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure to DM me on Instagram, Morning Routine. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.